It's here and now.
CNN Latino, todo es posible.
Todo es posible. Anything is possible. That's the slogan for CNN Latino, a Spanish-language news service launched just over a year ago. But apparently the service itself was not possible. CNN is shutting it down this month. This follows the quiet closing in November of NBC Latino, an English-language site aimed at Latinos. The Univision-ABC joint venture Fusion is still on, but executives say that while it's creatively on track, it hasn't reached an audience that's even measurable. Let's get some response to what seems to be a disappointing start for Hispanic niche programming. Federico Supervi is a professor and scholar of Latino media at Kent State University. He lives part-time in Austin, Texas, and joins us from KUT. Professor Federico, this looks to the untrained eye like a failure, this idea of launching new channels and new services hoping to draw both English speakers and Spanish speakers. You say what to that thought?
When I was invited to this conversation, the first thought that came to mind, I had read the news about the demise of these outlets, was a wonderful movie that gets little promotion, maybe not enough promotion, and then people say, well, you know, it didn't get the audience that it needed. It also reminded me of the beginning of 60 Minutes when it had awful ratings, yet the managers decided to keep going, and eventually it made its track. Well, short term, to make it known, these outlets known well enough, and also short term to get the audience to pick up on their value.
So you say that the backers, both CNN, NBC, just haven't given it enough time. And the clip that we played at the top again from CNN Latino was part of a pitch to viewers to tell friends and relatives who didn't have access to CNN Latino to contact their cable providers. Let's listen to a little more.
Ruta de CNN Latino, pero si familiares o amigos aún no tienen la misma oportunidad, dígale que solicite.
So it sounds, Federico, like they were doing outreach.
Maybe not enough, maybe not as much as was required. To have knowledge about these outlets and to have an impact, I think they may have had to do more presence in the community events, in social cultural activities. I've not been around every community where they tried to reach out, but I don't know that it had that outreach of being in chambers of commerce, in community activities and cultural activities, cross-platform promotions.
Well, for instance, did you hear it?
Nope.
Well, there you go.
I knew it because of what I work in. It's knowing about Latino-oriented media, but not that I saw promotions in activities that I would go to that had the presence of these corporations or these outlets saying, here's what we do for you.
Yeah. Well, so you say it was a lack of outreach. It certainly isn't.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Yes.
It certainly isn't that the viewers aren't there. The Hispanic population in the U.S. is growing by leaps and bounds.
It is. And there is a middle class that's growing, and there's all levels of interest that are growing across the spectrum of 55 million Latinos. How do you reach them when they've not known about you and they have other outlets to go to?
Is it possible, though, Federico, that Hispanics, Latinos in the U.S. don't want a separate channel? NBC News is saying it's folding NBC Latino into its mainstream news programming. Now, again, this was English language. It sounds like some of the same debate that happened after broadcasters were required by Congress in order to hold on to their broadcast licenses. They were required to have diversity of programming, let's say programs for blacks and other minorities. Now that that requirement has been dropped, many broadcasters have dropped it and said they're just going to fold it into their regular programming.
It would be nice to see that there is more incorporation of Latino news and Latino-oriented stories and issues in NBC regular newscast. Let's see what happens in the next year when we do another content analysis of their network news. For at least a good 15 years, I've been looking at how network news cover Latino and Latino issues on ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN. And over those years, the average, and this is at the low-end average and even high-end average, Latino issues and Latino stories do not surpass 1% of the total news of any one of those networks. When the population has gone from the first time that the studies were done about the coverage of Latinos to now, the population has jumped from 10 to 17%, and the network news about Latinos remain at about 1%, and that 1% is primarily about crime and immigration. I don't think that the networks are going to, even NBC, with all of its promises, are going to incorporate that much. Here's one other piece of thought for this. People look at media when they find it relevant to their particular needs. Latinos have particular interests and needs, and they would be looking for news outlets and entertainment outlets that connect to their cultural relevance, their personal relevance. But they have to know about them and have to have access to them.
Well, again, it means having your carrier carry it, in the case of CNN Latino, and it means having to hear about it and know about it. But what are the particular needs?
Well, there's all types of success stories about Latinos and everyday life stories about Latinos that don't make it into the news. And when there are the challenges of earthquakes and some other natural disasters, people want to know more than today in Colombia, there was an earthquake and there were maybe about 6 people killed. Well, we want to know where the village was, what happened there. And NBC is not going to cover that at length. Univision does, Telemundo does. The Latino-oriented stations will do that, but you won't get much more of that from the general market news because they'll say, well, our general audience is not interested in knowing more unless there was an American and it's a VIP, then we'll cover it.
Well, and it's obvious that these other news outlets see the success of Univision and Telemundo and want a piece of that pie. Univision saw a spike in net revenues last year. It's one of the top media in the U.S. It ranked at the top last summer. Given the census that predicts that in 2060, 1 in 3 of the people living in the U.S. will be Latino, it's pretty fair to say that Univision could be the number one broadcast outlet in the U.S. It feels as if the other outlets had better figure out a way to draw Hispanic Latino viewers.
True. And right now the focus is on, well, they're just 15 or 17% of the national population, but they're almost 50% of the population in New Mexico. There are more than one-third of the population in California and in Texas. And if you look at just cities, there are more than 50%, 60, 70% of population in major metropolitan areas.
But do you think the separate channels, the CNN Latino or NBC Latino or even Fusion on Univision, do you think that's the answer? Or is it broadcasters realizing there has to be more coverage in their regular programming?
It's both. The same way that I say in academia, it's not just having a class about minorities, it's incorporating minorities, diversity issues in every single class, but then allowing opportunities for classes where you want to expand with the detail and the in-depth understanding of that. Same thing happens for news media.
That's Federico Subervie, professor and scholar of Latino media at Kent State University, commenting on the news that both CNN Latino and NBC Latino are shutting down. Professor, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Well, some other news we're following. Sobering news from retail giants in January. JCPenney announced it would close 33 stores. Macy's is laying off some 2,500 workers. And Sears shutters its flagship store in downtown Chicago. And we're also looking ahead to the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, which is also hosting the World Cup this summer. There have been delays getting ready for that huge soccer event. But Rio is also having significant problems preparing for the Olympics, including rising crime and terrible pollution. That and more later today on All Things Considered. You're listening to Here and Now.